Welcome to Creative Disturbance.
Audio Labs.
Pursuit in contact with the test one.
All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and lift off.
Leonardo Space Art, Science and Culture. All women crew, recorded in different pods on Spaceship Earth. March to April 2020. We are in 2021. If we were to have a workshop on space art and culture, what would you like to be talking about?
Елизавета Глухова. We are in 2121. I would assume that by 2121, humanity already made a few significant steps towards the colonization of space and developed technologies necessary for it. So now, when we have a better idea of how human presence beyond the planet Earth would look like, I think it's important to go back to the fundamental question of why humans should go to space at all. It is often a case that development of technologies outpaces the development of culture, which is ready to use them. What would it mean to become an interplanetary species? How humans should position themselves in the universe and how to explore space in a sustainable way? I think that sustainable exploration is generally difficult to achieve because when we are moving towards the unknown territory, it takes time before we can be certain about the impact of our actions. Making explorations on the universal scale is exciting and gives a lot of possibilities, including, unfortunately, a possibility to screw things up on the universal scale. I hope by 2121, we will learn to better question our actions and decisions and ask those questions before acting and not after.
Celebrating women in art, astronautics, and astronomy.
And my answer is that I would like to put together a representation of humanity of the future because I would like us as human beings to really evolve into something much, much better than what we are right now. And thinking and putting energy into something that, humanity should be in the future is the right way to spend the time at a conference like this.
1, 0, and lift off.
All women crew, recorded in different pods on Spaceship Earth.
Fabiane Borges. I'd like to be talking about the post-COVID-19 generation. I would explain that in 2020 there was a space-time collision, an extreme acceleration during the war between the science and the virus. The science won, but the humanity had to pay a price. The old corporation managed so quickly to outwit the economic crisis and remain in power. As the virus causes unprecedented accelerationism, creating a massive migration from world society to the internet. Everyone became digital citizens and transhumanists became the new category of civilization. The digitalized transhumanist society started to make mental uploads at the end of 2020 and building the cyborg bodies of the future mixing genetic transmutation with advanced learning machines. They became members of the corporation that uploaded them. For the other side, part of the survivors got other perspective about the value, size, vulnerability of its own species. They engaged in projects of reforestation of the earth. The old corporations became cooperatives managed by collectives. This distribution of wealth has become a reality. Gender issues were miraculously overcome. It was the most shocking experience ever for gender, race, and class movements. Suddenly, it was a fair and no discriminatory civilization. Ethics between humans and all were considered nature became the main concern. Like never before, they refused to be transhumanists and refused to be exploited by their companies. The collapse of space-time provoked by the COVID-19 created two worlds inside one. I'd like to discuss in this workshop how was the negotiation between the two worlds.
Des pastilles, ear, à sucer pour l'oreille, candy.